Hello.
Hello, hi, good afternoon. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is. No, it's not. What do you think?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it.
Well, first of all, let me give you an opinion on that.
Yes, go ahead,
First of all, you teach your children to respect the weapon. To always teach your children that a weapon is loaded. You'll never have to lock your weapons up.
Okay.
My children grew up in this house with no weapons locked up. They were taught from day one that a weapon is always loaded.
Okay.
If you teach a child properly, they will always respect the weapon.
Okay.
And
this
I totally believe in the Second Amendment.
Okay. And this is the question. The reason why I read that is because now I see that you're not going to support it, but I'm going to read it to you. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
No.
Okay.
Because if it's securely stored, how are you going to defend yourself with it?
Okay. I understand. Sir, will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child involvement?
I will support nothing the Democrats put on the bill.
You will not support it. Okay.
Anything that the Democrats put on there, I will not support.
Okay. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Oppose or support?
Now, what's that one again? Please repeat that.
Yes, sir. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring the firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Support or oppose?
No, I will not support it.
Okay, thank you.
Because that's not going to stop the criminals from getting guns.
Okay. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include, I'm going to read you the list, a locked safe? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you. A locked container or case, support or oppose?
Oppose.
A locked box or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm, support
oppose.
Or oppose? Thank you.
Oppose.
Okay. Moving right along, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock, support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. A combination lock. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint.
Oppose.
Thank you. In a firearm, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock face, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
Well, an unloaded gun ain't nothing but a hammer.
I'm sorry, say that again?
An unloaded weapon is nothing but a hammer.
Okay, so obviously, such as
what am I going to do, throw it at you? What am I going to do, throw it at the guy right into my house? Yeah, thank you. No thanks.
Okay, so it should not then. that's right. Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or locked box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. Yes, it is secure. No, it's not secure.
It is not secure.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law requiring the gun to be stored securely? I already know the
opposed.
Answer, but you already told. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Do you support or oppose?
They would need a warrant to search your home.
Okay.
That's the only way that you should be able to search your home. And I'm not going to secure any weapons just because someone's going to search my home.
Okay, so you oppose it then?
I oppose it.
Thank you.
That's a Democratic bill.
Okay. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Will you support or oppose? It's
oppose.
Like a defense. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, because a minor should be taught how to shoot a weapon.
Okay.
Children, I have four children, and all four children know how to shoot a weapon. Matter of fact,
okay.
My daughter's I call her Annie Oakley because she's better shot than any of the boys.
There you go. That's what I have. I have a daughter, too. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting or under the supervision of an adult? Do you support or oppose that law?
I oppose it.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or other?
I'm a registered. I used to be a Democrat, and I changed party affiliation when Obama became in office.
Okay, so what are you now?
I'm a Republican.
Okay, thank you. And now, what is your age? I'm going to read you, like this. 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65 plus.
I'm 50 plus.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other? Thank
I'm
you.
White.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female? Which is a crazy question.
There's only two genders, male or female, and I'm a male.
Okay. You have kids. This concludes our segment. Thank you so very much for participating. You have a great night. Take care.
You, man.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for being a good sport.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.